Since I'm a little limited in my mobility this morning, can't come stand where all the first communicants can see me, may I ask you all first communicants to come up here and join me? Come on up here and grab a spot on the floor somewhere. Now, I want you to lead the whole church in a chorus, all right? What was the gospel about? If Jesus is the good shepherd, who are the sheep? Yeah. Okay. So, what do sheep say?
Bah.
Come on.
Bah.
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 See, we got them all bang. All right. This is an important gospel. It tells us something important about who Jesus is. It tells us something important about ourselves. It says that Jesus is a shepherd. A shepherd leads the sheep. Jesus leads us. A shepherd knows the sheep. The hired man doesn't know the sheep. He's just there for the day and to earn a couple of bucks, right? He doesn't really know the sheep, doesn't really care about the sheep. But the shepherd knows the sheep. Right? Jesus knows each of us. The shepherd is willing to protect the sheep even at the risk of his own life. Jesus protects us even by dying for us on the cross. Oh, that's true, right? But words don't always tell the whole truth. In fact, words almost never tell the whole truth. They tell us the truth, but they don't tell us the truth exactly. I mean, do you have four legs? Do you have wool? No. Besides that, how many of you have dogs or cats at home? Okay. They're pretty smart, aren't they? A lot of animals are pretty smart. Any animal is pretty smart who can get a two-foot to work for him, right? I've heard people who call dogs and cats dumb animals. And I always ask them this question. Who is it in your house that works 40 hours a week to support whom? Which one of us is the dumb animal? But sheep are really dumb animals. They're not smart like dogs and cats. Sheep are dumb. And sheep are not very careful about showering. And that long wool gets pretty dirty pretty quickly. And I'll tell you a secret. Sheep, bah, smell bad. Well, you're not dumb, are you? And you don't have long wool. And you don't smell bad. So in some senses, you're not a sheep. Well, if you're not a sheep, maybe you're a shepherd. And that's true too. Just like Jesus is our shepherd and cares for us just like sheep. Because we're a part of Jesus, Jesus makes us shepherds too. We're expected to do for each other what shepherds do for sheep. Look out for each other. Take care of each other. Help each other. Just the way shepherds take care of sheep. But you don't have a big staff, do you? And you don't have a flock of real woolly sheep. You're not really a shepherd. And yet there are senses in which you are a shepherd, right? Well, that's what you see is not always exactly right. Every morning doesn't look like the sun comes up. And every night doesn't look like the sun goes down. And yet you know, right, that the sun doesn't really go up and down. The earth is the one that goes around the sun, right? So what you see is not always true. It always tells us the truth, but not always the whole truth. What you hear, words, tell us the truth, but usually not the whole truth. We have to figure out for ourselves what's really there. It's the same way about communion. When you receive that bread, it looks just like ordinary bread, right? And it tastes like ordinary bread. And when you drink from that cup, it tastes like wine. You've had wine before, haven't you? Mom or dad let you have a sip of wine on a special occasion, Christmas or a birthday or whatever? Sure. Yeah, my mom and dad started letting me have a little sip when I was your age, too. Tastes pretty good. When you drink, take communion, it tastes exactly the same. Have you ever seen somebody drink too much wine? And they get a little chilly, right? And if you drank the whole chalice of wine, you'd get a little chilly. It still looks like wine. It still tastes like wine. It can still get you a little silly like wine. But it's not wine. And it's not bread. It's the body and blood of Jesus. And that's really true. Jesus is really there in the bread and really there in the cup. Not exactly true, just like you're not... Yeah. No, you won't. You don't see Jesus in the bread. All you see is ordinary old dough, right? That's because everything's not exactly what the words say. Jesus is really your shepherd, but you're not really a sheep. You don't really go bah. Jesus is really in the bread, but you can't see him there. You can't taste him there. You can't touch him there, but he's really there. Yeah. You receive him into your body. You receive him into your body when you eat the bread and when you drink the cup. Let me talk to everybody else for a minute about that. As you may have heard, the Archbishop has asked us, because of the pandemic, to make certain changes in communion practice for the duration, and we will. Communion will be only under one species, the bread only, and only in the hand. Liberals will be disappointed because they cannot receive the cup for a while. Conservatives will be disappointed because they cannot receive on the tongue for a while. But the Archbishop has public health advisors and I don't, so we're going to follow his advice on it. We are making an exception, however, for the First Communion class. They and their families up here on the Bema will receive both the bread and the cup, and then all the rest of us, well, except me, I always have to, but the rest of you will receive under one species only and only in the hand. Likewise, we've been asked to tell you to refrain from physical contact, shaking hands, hugging, kissing, that sort of thing. Obviously, it does not apply among your immediate family or close friends. If you want to hug each other at the kiss of peace, go ahead. But don't start reaching out to strangers. It might panic them. Hopefully, this is all overdone and will be short-lived, but better safe than sorry. And we figure this is one where we ought to go along with the Archbishop's way of doing it. But it will not affect you. You will receive the bread this morning for the very first time that is the body of Jesus. And you will receive the cup for the very first time that is the blood of Jesus. And just like you don't look like a sheep, but you follow Jesus like a sheep, just like you don't have a fancy headdress on like a shepherd, but you really take care of each other like shepherds. That's not a shepherd headdress. That's a pretty veil headdress. I don't see shepherds wearing headdresses that fancy, do you? Now, if you get to be a shepherd in the pageant Christmas Eve, then you'll see what a shepherd headdress looks like. Not nearly as fancy as the one you ladies have on. So, you will receive the body and blood of Jesus for the first time. Won't look like it, won't taste like it, but it really is. In the same way, in that second reading, we're told that we are already the daughters and sons of God. What we will be is not yet come to light. John says, but we do know this much. When it does come to light, we will be like God, for we will see God as God is. Now again, that's not literally true, right? Because you can't see God with your eyes. You can see Jesus with your eyes. Jesus was born and lived and had a body just like yours and mine. Right? God, the Father, doesn't have a body. You can't see God. But, you know, see doesn't mean just to see with the eyes. Sometimes it means to be in touch with, to be face to face with. Do any of you have friends who are blind? Maybe some of your elderly grandparents or aunts and uncles and this sort of thing. Right? Isn't she always glad to see you? Even though she hasn't seen you for years. And she means it. She's glad to see you. And it doesn't depend on being able to use your eyes. It means be with. Know. Be there with. Share with. We will be there with God. We will share with God. That's something we can't imagine. Because we can't imagine what God is like. All our imagining is based on people like us. So we can imagine Jesus because Jesus looks something like us. But we can't imagine God. And yet we're told that we will be with God and we will be like God, for we will see God as God is. And that's true too. And that's the great hope for Christians, that by being baptized into Jesus, by sharing the body and blood of Jesus, by living Jesus' life, by having Jesus with us when we die, we will be raised up with Jesus just as he was raised up at Easter. And we will be with God and we will see God as God is. We don't imagine, don't any way of imagining what that's like. Smartest person in the world can't figure it out. The best artist in the world can't draw a picture of it. But we know it's true. Just like you are a shepherd even though you don't have any sheep. And you are a sheep even though you don't smell bad. You don't go bah all the time. This really is the body and blood of Jesus. And you really will see God face to face. And you will be like God before you, because you will see God as God really is. And just as receiving the body and blood of Jesus today is something that you've been looking forward to for a long time and will be a great thrill, seeing God face to face, it's one of those things you can think about and pray about and dream about all your life. And when you get there, that too will be a great thrill. So, congratulations. Know that what you receive really is the body and blood of Jesus. Be one with him, and he will make you one with God, and you will see God face to face. And so will all of us. Amen.